You're a sales manager, you're an entrepreneur, you're a business leader, and you want to build a great sales team? I've got the 5 steps to doing just that. You got to join me for this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hi, I'm Dave Lorenzo. This is the show that takes you inside business sales. And today we're talking about the 5 steps to building a great sales team. Step number 1 is something that's counterintuitive. You've got to hire based on personality and innate ability, based on their talent. Forget about experience. I know. Boom. Your mind is absolutely blown by this statement. You cannot worry about the experience of the people that you're hiring for the role of sales representative, even if you're selling complex products. I'll give you an example. I worked with a major corporate jet manufacturer. They're the top three. They're in the top three in corporate jet manufacturers worldwide. And they called me up and they said, "Hey Dave, we got a real problem. We can't find anybody to sell jets." And I said, "Are you kidding me? Jets are super glamorous. People get to take their clients on a private jet for a test flight. They get to invite people to cocktail parties at hangars. You mean to tell me you can't get somebody to do that?" Well, no, Dave, it's not quite that simple. People to sell a jet for our company have to be certified pilots in the aircraft that they're selling, and they also have to be engineers. They have to have an engineering background. I said, "What? They have to have both of those?" I said, "What does that have to do with selling jets?" "Well, you gotta be able to describe the avionics. You gotta be able to talk about how the plane handles when it's up in the air." And I said, "All right, let me get this straight. You're selling aircraft that go for $10 million for the smallest ones, brand new, all the way up to $50, $60, $100 million for the biggest aircraft, and even more if you're talking about selling large aircraft to fleets. How many of the people who are making the buying decisions actually fly the jets?" And the two people that I was talking to, the heads of the company, looked at each other. And I said, "All right, put that aside for a minute. How many of the people actually understand the engineering elements of the avionics?" And they said, "Well, the maintenance and the mechanical people, they're gonna understand it." I said, "Yes, but the maintenance and the mechanical people, they're not making the buying decisions. Pilots aren't making the buying decisions. It's the people who ride in the back of the plane that are making the buying decisions. What you need is people who can relate to corporate CEOs, affluent individuals, and the heads of private companies and management of funds like hedge funds or venture capitalists. People who can relate to those people are folks that you should be looking for." We changed the profile of the salesperson who was selling and focused it on their ability to connect with the client rather than the technical. You see, as a sales manager, when you're looking to build a great sales team, if you hire people who are technicians, they're never gonna create that bond, that relationship. All sales in B2B space, in technical sales space, every aspect of sales always comes down to one thing. Do I know you, like you, and trust you? Can I build a relationship with you? If I have a relationship with you, I'll buy what you're selling. And how do relationships get established? They get established when I trust you, they get established when I get to know you, and they get established when I like you. Hire based on people's personality, hire based on the person's ability to connect with your client. Hire based on that, and not on the technical. Why? You can train them on the technical. So for the private jet company, for the company that manufactured these corporate aircraft, what did we do? We hired really sharp, really smart, personable people. We hired people from the hospitality industry. We hired people from the pharmaceutical industry. We hired people from the medical device industry. And we taught them enough about the aircraft and the technical aspects of the aircraft to satisfy their buyers. And then we brought their maintenance teams in for meetings afterwards, after that relationship had already been established. Hire based on personality, hire based on innate ability, and then train the technical. Don't hire based on experience. Step number 2. If you're looking to build a great sales team, you gotta realize that talent knows talent. Your best salespeople know other people who would be really great at sales. So take referrals from your best salespeople. Now don't take referrals from your crappy salespeople, because crap knows crap. Talent knows talent. So your best salespeople are always going to know 3 or 4 or 5 other really great people who would be a great fit in that role. Your challenge is going to be prying those names out of your best salespeople, because your best salespeople are probably competitive, they probably have big egos, and they're not going to want to bring in a friend who's going to outdo them. You got to get past that barrier. Once you get past that barrier and you realize that talent knows talent, your best people are going to be the greatest source of recruiting for you. Focus on getting referrals from your highly talented salespeople. You will be absolutely thrilled with the results. Step number 3, realize that people bring their own motivation to the table. So when you hire somebody brand new into your organization, you have to ask them why they joined. And then you gotta strip away all the coats of crap to get to the real reason they joined. Maybe they joined because they saw unlimited earning potential. Maybe they joined because they like the fact that they can work from home. Maybe they joined because they like the reputation of the company and they wanted to pad their resume with something prestigious. All of those reasons are fine. You need to figure out why people joined your company and then pour fuel on that fire. People will bring their own motivation to the table. You have to figure out what motivates each individual on your team and then give it more gas. Here are some examples. In my business, I often work with people who are motivated by money. And I love working with people who are motivated by money because I just have to hold a sales contest with a cash prize as a reward and I'll get the best out of them. Sometimes people are motivated by the mission and the purpose of the company. They want to help change the world. So I have to point those people in the direction of selling something to a client that can help change the dynamics of an industry. When people are motivated by that, it's a little bit harder to get them fired up, but once you point them in the direction, it's like a bloodhound chasing after a convict who escaped from a jail. They can go after that goal with rabid, absolutely rabid ferocity and intensity. That's what you're looking for. So understand that people bring their own motivation to the table, and then you, once you figure out what their motivation is, it's your job to turn that key in that engine and get it started, and then step on the gas and keep them moving in the direction toward achieving their goals and being overly motivated. Step 4 in building a great sales team is outline your expectations up front. Don't leave anything to chance. Be open, be honest, be candid. Outline your expectations for their performance up front. Tell them what you want, tell them when you want it, and tell them why it's important. And then give them all the tools they need to be successful. But helping them understand the expectations for the position up front will remove all ambiguity. They'll feel better and you'll feel better because you both know what's going to happen if they do achieve the goals, and you'll know what's going to happen if they don't achieve the goals. Be clear and transparent. Outline your expectations up front. That's all any salesperson can ask from a sales manager. Outline the expectations up front and then give them the tools they need to be successful. Step number 5, when it comes to the 5 steps for building a great sales team, is that culture always wins. You've got to create a dynamic where people feel, number 1, good about coming to work. Number 2, they feel proud. They have to have confidence in the company. That's number 1. And number 2, they have to be proud of who they're representing. They have to be proud of the company. They have to be proud of you as their boss. They have to be proud of the CEO. Number 3, they have to have the capability to get the job done. This is one of the key elements of culture. You have to be constantly training them, constantly giving them something that can help them improve. I don't care if you take one of my videos from my YouTube channel and you assign it to them each day and make them write a 2-paragraph report on what they learned from the video. Constant training keeps the saw sharp and it keeps them on the cutting edge. It keeps them moving forward and it gives them what they need to be successful. So, confidence, pride, capability, and integrity. The company has to have incredible integrity. You as a boss have to do what you say you're going to do. The company has to live up to the promises its brand makes every day. And the company can never let its customers down. And if it does, the company or you as the boss have to apologize to the customer and make it right. Those are the things that make up a great culture. The final element of great culture is not tolerating any jerk. You as a boss can't be the jerk. The CEO can't be the jerk, but jerks cannot be hired and they cannot be made a part of your team. If you got a jerk, you got to eject them. Culture wins every time. You're a sales manager, you're a business leader, you're an entrepreneur, you're a successful person, you wanna build a great team. These five things are gonna help you do it. And you know what else will help you do it? The video that's filling in right below me right now. Watch that video. I can't wait to see you there. Click the button, watch that video right now. See you there.